approaching, it's time to pay attention to how our previous generations succeeded in the most trying, impossible situations. David HaMelech himself says, "Im tachan alei machane lo yiro libi." If there are a whole encampment of warriors against me, I will not have any fear in my heart. Not just externally, not show signs of fright. Sometimes, by the war, everybody's screaming and shouting, but they're really petrified. Even with toicha leiv, there's no fear. Even if a whole war would come up against me, I put my faith, I rely on the fact that I have bezois. The Medrash says, what's his bezois? Says zois haTorah. The schus of the Torah causes the oivim, our enemies, to fall. This is the way David HaMelech approached situations of war. There's no reason to be afraid. We just have to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah HaKadosha. As we know, in the time of David HaMelech, they had the warriors going out on the front lines and the warriors in the Beis HaMedrash. The schus of the Sha'arim of Torah in Yerushalayim, the gates were full of Lomdei Torah in Yerushalayim, that brought the Nitzochon. Because the Nitzochon of Klal Yisrael is not a natural one. Nothing in the Jewish nation is natural. This is something we have to really internalize. We are not like the rest of the Mishpachos HaAdama. All those masses, billions and billions of Hamoinim, of Goyim that live in the world, they're part of the physical world. And us, the few million, the Yechidim, are completely different. We have a Kodesh Bohu. Nachnu Koyim Mishtachnu, Fnei Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKodesh Bohu. We bow down to subjugate ourselves to the King of all kings, the power of all, most powerful, the Almighty HaKodesh Bohu, who is so close to us. How? Derech HaTorah. When we learn the Torah and we make an effort to put our energy into understanding the Torah, we're directly connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're creating a relationship, ahava, love, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Sifri says, v'haftas Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem. How? V'ayu dvarim ha'elo alevavecho. If the Torah is in our heart, then lo yira libri, there's no fear in our heart, because we know that we are in the right place, we're connected to the source of all good, the most powerful force in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And for this is said for all of us, Echad HaMarbe v'Echad HaMamet, whether we're learning full-time, part-time, whatever it is, but we make a special effort every day of our lives to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah. This is Bezois, Ani Boteach. This is the thing that is the real thing. We know that Zois, you say, that return of Zois on something, not on abstract things. Zois is said on something that you see in front of your eyes. You feel it, it's real. And that's our Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that was specially designed for humanity. The concepts in the Torah are all human, mundane concepts. But the Torah is connected to the highest levels of Kedusha, the most direct line between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The men, it's important for us to realize this is our tremendous power. Connect to the Torah, everybody on his level, every much with the time we have, and make sure we're using it right. If we assess our time, maybe we'll find that we spend less time on other things and a little bit more time on this. And the wives that are mechazik, the husbands, or the children, they're limud Torah. Like we said, our whole avodah that we're working on these months is to pay more attention to the real things in life. Zois, Torah is the reality, is the most powerful thing in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most real thing in the world. And the way we connect to Him most directly is through His Torah, Kamavan, through the mitzvahs and the midas also. But the Torah has a special power. And we see from David HaMelech, it has a special power to overcome our enemies. Because enemies don't come up Mi bachutz. They don't come up by themselves. Nothing happens by themselves. Everything in our life happens. It's brought to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to show Him that we realize that what makes us special is the Torah and the mitzvahs that we have. And once we realize that, then automatically all the enemies fall down, because they're out there just to test us to see, do we have it right? Are we acting like the Mishpachos HaAdama, or the mundane nations that put all their faith in the physical power, the physical armaments, ammunition, or do they put the power in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of so many of the soldiers on the front line have come to this conclusion. They are going out there, calling out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They're going out there and appreciating the tefillahs that are being said for them, the Torah that's being learned for them. But we have to appreciate even more, because we are the ones that are supposed to be doing that. And we have to take responsibility. This is our way of saving lives. And B'zois is also mentioned by Chanukah. Zois Chanukah is HaMizbeach, which is coming up. It was the same Zois that Klai Yisrael had in those days. The decrees against the Jewish nation, they weren't even necessarily the most evil, but they were decrees that the intention of them was to destroy the Jewish religion, because they were out to have the world not only physically conquered by Greek powers, but totally creating the entire humanity underneath the Greek beliefs and their culture. Azim, they were a very powerful nation, but we are more powerful than them. Klal Yisrael is Azim, the Gemara says. We are the most brazen nation for good things. Brazen means we don't care what people think, what they say. We don't have to be politically correct. We have to be correct with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, at that time, like in our times, there was a large percentage of Klal Yisrael that were confused, and they succumbed to the force that was being put on them. They assimilated, started assimilating into the Greek, Hellenized way of life. But we had those handful of Giborim, Giborei Ruach, not physically powerful, but spiritually powerful, Chashmonoim, with a woman that were involved, Yehudis. They had it clear. They realized it doesn't make a difference the numbers, doesn't make a difference how trained the warriors are. All it is when we go all out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gavi Yochel, goes all out for us. So let us reassess. That's what we want to do now. We want to take this situation that we're going through, reassess what is really important, or more than that, where our real power lies. The power that brings us to Yat Shemaya, whether it be in the war, for sure, that's the Vefesh Medrash. But everything it has, the Torah is, and the mitzvahs are, also L'chob Sohra Malpe, brings refuahs and yeshuahs, everything necessary. And should be zoicha to take advantage of this period of time. Realize we are too going through a historic time. And Hashem is testing us like He tested the Chashmonoim, like He tested the Jews when we're going out of Mitzrayim. Are you with me full-heartedly? Are you willing to make a change? Are you willing to give a little bit more for what's important to me? And once we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, Amir Hashem, we will see great Yeshua Yisbe Koroyf.